Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 10. Very familiar scripture text, and I would like to look at it one more time this morning. Matthew chapter 25, we'll start reading in verse number 1, and we'll go down through verse number 13. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, this is the parable of the 10 virgins. The Bible says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.'" Verse 10 is our scripture text. "While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh.'" Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen to the Lord's word. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to know your word, to read your word, and study your word, and to preach your word. I pray that you help us today, Lord, and that you be with us in a special way. That your touch be upon us and that your strength be upon us. Thank you for your goodness today and your mercy. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. And I thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your goodness. Have your way, Lord, today in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew here that the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Amen. The foolish took no oil. This is very familiar to us. We know it very well. We know this story very well. Amen. We've heard it preached on many times. We also know the importance that Jesus is teaching us and trying to give to us this lesson here about what's going on and what is taking place. I pray that God would, in a special way, implant this in our heart one more time. Amen. The wise answered and said, "Not so, lest there be not enough for you and us. Go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Buy for yourselves what you need." While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Now I want to preach this morning on they that were ready. The Bible says, "They that were ready." We see in this picture and in this parable that there was 5 that was getting ready. Amen. They was getting ready. They was doing what they could to get ready, but they was not ready. And it's not those that are getting ready that's going to go in. It's those that are ready that's going to go in. That's why it's important for us to understand, amen, that we have got to be ready. Amen. It's not just getting ready. There's a lot of people who have plans to get ready. Amen. But there's a difference in that and in those who are ready. Praise God. The Bible says they that were ready went in. I want to talk to us about in, the inside. It's a wonderful thing on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says they that were ready went in. It's important for us to realize that there is a heaven. There is a blessed place, amen, that God has prepared for His children. The Bible tells us in a very familiar scripture, John 14, how many times has this scripture been quoted at funerals and, amen, bedsides and hospital beds and, amen, hospice patients? "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house. The Bible says, they that were ready went in, in my Father's house are many mansions. The songs that have been written about this story. The songs that have been written about this scripture. Amen. They that are in my Father's house are many mansions. The songwriter says, amen, I've got a mansion over the hilltop. Amen. There's a mansion over the hilltop. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, I've got a mansion over the hilltop. Amen. I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, I have been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? The Bible says, they that were ready went in. Praise God. Not left out on the outside. In my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. The blessedness of heaven, the glory of heaven that God wants to reveal for each and every one of us, that God will reveal for every one of us. Amen. We have just a small picture of heaven. We can only imagine. I know we've got stories of those that have died, and even God is allowed to come back. Amen. Different times, different ones have gave their testimonies of seeing the blessedness over there. But it's only a small picture. It's just, it just barely scratches the surface. We cannot even imagine how great that it is. Amen. And no one can tell it, amen, like it really is. Bible tells us, amen, in Revelation 22, amen, in verse number 14, the wall of the city hath 12 foundations. Amen. Glory to God. Verse number 10, he carried me out in the spirit in a great and high mountain, showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, had a wall great and high, 12 gates. The Bible tells us, amen, that the wall of the city had 12 foundations, 12 gates. Amen. The gates, at the gates, 12 angels, and the names of the 12 angels, names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. It seems like that reminds me of a song, 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says they that were ready went in. I know we live in a world of wickedness. And I know we live in a world of trials and tests. But if we can keep our heart ready, the Bible says those that were ready, those 5 wise virgins that had oil with their lamps and in their vessels, they was ready to meet the bridegroom. Amen. The Bible tells us that it may come in the morning. It may come at midnight. Amen. It may come when the cock crows. Amen. It may come in the middle of the day. But he said, watch, for you don't know in what hour the Lord comes. But those that were ready, I know we live in a world, amen, where it seems like nobody's ready. But friend, there's people that are ready to meet God right now. Hallelujah. The Bible says here that they went in 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, 3 gates on the west. Hallelujah. 3 gates. Amen. 12 gates. Lord, saved, the redeemed of the Lord, saved and set free. They're going to come in the eastern gates. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We wrote that song, or somebody wrote that song, and we sing it. Amen. The eastern gate. I don't know if I'll come in the eastern gate. Glory to God. I know. Amen. Hallelujah. If you look now, we would go east toward Jerusalem. Amen. This is New Jerusalem. And I know that's talking about that eastern gate. Amen. But you never know. I might be on a missions trip, and so I might have to come in on the western gate. Amen. I may be way down south and come in on the south gate. You might come in on the north gate. Glory to God. But the saints of God are going to go in through the gates of that city. Hallelujah. Amen. He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. The city lieth four square. Amen. They wrote a song and said 1,500 miles. Amen. That's how big that city is. Oh God, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height are equal. He measured the wall thereof around about the city. So many things we could talk about here. The foundations, 12 foundations to that city. Amen. On every foundation was the name of the apostles of the Lord. Amen. John saw his name there. Glory to God. Amen. And somebody wrote a song, said, I know my name is there. My name ain't on the foundation of the city, but my name is in the Lamb's book of life. Glory to God. Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written. Your names are written down in the Lamb's book of life. Let me read on here. Glory to God. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple in it. The city had no need for the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Hallelujah. Into it. The gates of it shall not be shut, for there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. They that are written in the Lamb's book of life. I hope I'm not boring you talking to you about heaven today. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. He showed me a pure river. Hallelujah. I'm talking tonight or this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody said, preach much longer. You'll be right. Amen. Tonight. But they that were ready went in. Glory to God. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on the other side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare all manner of fruits. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for heaven. The Bible said, they that were ready went in. I want to be ready to go in. We don't know when our expiration date is. Everything's got an expiration date. You buy it, it's got an expiration date. It's only going to last so long. You know you got an expiration date too. You just can't find it. Oh, amen. It ain't written on the bottom of your feet. You can't turn it over and look, when's the expiration date? Amen. It ain't stamped up somewhere. You buy that gallon of milk, you try to get the latest expiration date. Well, we don't have to worry about that too much at our house, because it's going to go long before. Amen. The expiration date. I was thinking the other day when I was looking, I thought, you know, I ought to buy one of these with the closest expiration date. Amen. So they don't have to throw it away, because I know it's not going to go bad. Amen. But the Bible tells we've all got an expiration date. We just don't know where it is. They that were ready. Hallelujah. I want to be ready, one songwriter says. Amen. Hallelujah. They went in. What happened to those that were ready? They went in. They went into the city. They went in. Hallelujah. The door was shut, but they went in. He looked for a city with half foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Talking about Abraham. Hallelujah. They that say things, say, declare plainly that they seek a country. Glory to God. They desire a better country that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. One more scripture before I move on is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And it says, we know, amen, that if this 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We know that if this outward, amen, and we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. I know you can't go out there and see it with your naked eye. I know you can't get a telescope big enough to see it, but out there, there is a city of God. Hallelujah. The streets are pure gold. The walls are made of jasper. Hallelujah. It's 1,200 miles square, or 1,500 miles square. There's 12 gates to that city, 3 on the east, 3 on the south, 3 on the north, 3 on the west. Amen. And the saints of God that are ready, when their name is called, they go in the city. Praise God. They're not left out on the outside. They go in the city. The Bible tells us they that were ready went in. You ever been left out? Left out of things? I've been left out. Hey man, one of the children get left out, you know, maybe not room or can't go or something like that. Oh, how disheartening it is to them. Friend, there ain't nothing like getting left out on that day when the Lord comes back and the saints of God begin to rise and we know the gospel, we know the story of God. Hey man, our family and friends are going into heaven and we're left behind. Mamas are going and children are being left behind. Amen, because they wasn't right with God. Husbands are going and wives are being left behind because they wasn't right with God. Amen. Wives are going and husbands are staying behind. Oh, I don't want to be left out. I want to go in. The bridegroom came and they that were ready went in. Not those that was getting ready. Not those that was considering getting ready. Not those that was trying to get ready. Those that were ready. God help us. Amen. The Bible said they went in with Him. I know I'm blocking out a few little words here, but I'd like to preach about it this morning. Amen. How'd they go in? They went in with Him. Glory to God. Who'd they go in with? They went in with the bridegroom, with our Savior, Jesus Christ, with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. There's nothing like the closeness of the Lord. There's nothing like the preciousness of His presence. There's nothing like the nearness of the Lord. Oh God. I heard about the old preacher years ago. Amen. That's going to give him back surgery. Amen. But he wouldn't let them put him asleep. You know, some old timers, they, you know, I remember, you know, of course nowadays it's a whole lot different. Amen. I remember my grandma saying, anytime they use a knife on you, it's serious. But I mean, he was scared to go to surgery. He was afraid. This old preacher was afraid of anesthesia. He wouldn't let them put him to sleep. He's going to have this surgery. He said, I'll have this surgery under one condition. You can't put me to sleep. They said, there's no way. You can't do this. There's no way we can do it. They had to cut his back and do back surgery. They said, the pain is too great. He said, I'm not going to do it then. They said, well, let's start it and then we'll just have to stop it. They strapped him down. They said they strapped him down face down. Amen. The story was they strapped every bit of his body down. Amen. They took the knife and began to cut and they finished the surgery. Amen. The old preacher never hollered, never squinched, never moved. Amen. They said, how did you do it? He said, well, I was looking down. He had his face with a hole. Amen. They had his face in like there was a hole where his face could go right down. They could strap his head down and he could look down. They said, when y'all, all you doctors walked up to my bed, said another person walked up to my bed and said he was barefooted and said he had nail prints in his hands, in his feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Said when that man walked up by my bed, amen, he said, I just sat there and looked at those nail prints and those feet. And he said, I just talked to the Lord. Amen. How are we going to go in that city? I'll tell you how we're going to go. We're going to go in with the Lord. The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, we're not ignorant, amen, concerning those which sleep. Amen. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet who? The Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Our scripture text, they that were ready went in with Him. Glory to God. Songs have been sang for years. Oh, I want to see Him and look upon His face. Hallelujah. There to sing forever of His saving grace on the streets of glory. Hallelujah. I will lift my voice. Cares all pass. Hallelujah. You know what? Jesus Christ is there. Amen. They went in with the bridegroom. Hallelujah. They that were ready went in with Him. Thank you, Jesus. We shall see the King when He comes. Woo! There's a blessed time that's coming soon. Hallelujah. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. The wedding of the bride united with the groom. Amen. How? Who did they go in with? They went in with the Lord Himself. Amen. The Lord Himself is coming back. I know many of angels has called many, carried many of children home. How do you know? Well, it's found in the book of Luke. And it said Lazarus died in the angels carried him. I know many a times angels has carried our loved ones to the Lord. Amen. And carried them. And I don't know how it all works. But I know one thing for sure. When He comes back for the church, amen, the Lord Himself is coming. It's not going to be an angel. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not going to be Michael the archangel. It's not going to be Gabriel who told the announcement of Christ's birth. But no, friend, it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And He will descend from heaven with a shout. The Bible says, they that were ready went in with Him. Woo! We're going to walk and talk with the Lord. Amen. Oh, sweet fellowship with the Lord. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter number 7, verse number 9, after this, behold, I beheld a great multitude. No man could number. Listen to this and think about it. All nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. You know what that means? There is not one nation that the devil got every one of them. I don't care the curse. I've been in places. I could feel the powers of hell. Because the devil had those people under such bondage. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been in countries where I could feel the darkness. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says all nations and kindreds and people and tongue, amen, stood before the Lamb clothed in white robes. Woo! There's going to be at least one saved out of every one of them.
Amen.
Cried, saying, salvation our God was set upon the throne to the Lamb. The angels stood round about the throne, the elders four beasts and fell before the throne, worship God. I'm out of time. Amen. Blessing and glory, thanksgiving, power, might. One of the elders answered and said to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? He said unto me, sir, thou knowest. And he said, these are they which came out of great tribulation, washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. Sitteth upon the throne and dwell, and he that sitteth upon the throne shall dwell among them. I'm telling you, they that were ready went in with Him. Amen. They shall hunger no more, thirst no more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You talking about a closeness with God? Hallelujah. The saints of God make it into heaven. They're with the Lord. They're with Him. Amen. No one else can satisfy like God. Amen. We're never satisfied like we are when we get to heaven. And I must preach to you one more thing right here at the last. The Bible says, they that were ready went in with Him, and the door was shut. You ever heard that door slam? Amen. That door shut. There's a song that says, don't let that door of mercy close on me. Amen. Verse 11 says, they came and knocked on the door, came also and said, Lord, Lord, open to us. Amen. The Bible tells us when the master of the house hath risen and shut the door. In Luke chapter 13 and verse 25, when once the master of the house has risen up and hath shut to the door, you begin to stand without to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. He shall answer and say unto you, I know you not, whence you are. Hallelujah. We know about Esau, how he sold out for just a little bitty bowl of beans. My, how cheap he sold his soul out for, his birthright. Amen, because he was faint and hungry and he sold it out for just pottage and lentils. But I'm telling you, friend, I've seen people sell out cheaper than that. I've seen people, Brother Wayne, sell out their soul cheaper than Esau did. The door was shut on Esau. Amen. Sister Bethany, come on and play for us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven will be worth the journey when I get there. Praise the Lord. Can we just stand, lift our hands this morning as we bring this service to a close? God, help me to make it. Lord, help me to make it. Help me to make it all the way, God. They that were ready went in. They that were ready went in. They that were ready went in. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The heart pure as gold, and the sky was split.
Oh, heaven will be worth it.
Your heart raptured away. Oh, but the other one left behind.
Oh, when we see the saints of old who've gone on.
His heart and time.
Mother and father.
Cried to the Lord. But for
will the circle be unbroken?
Too late.
They went in. They that were ready.
I pray we'll all be ready.
Oh,
be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for His return. Pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate.
Oh, hallelujah.
I pray we'll all be ready for His return. Mama and children.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's gather in for a time of prayer this morning.
Mama,
Lord, help.